Most likely you are listening to this book because you or someone you care about is suffering and you want to know how to get through it. You may be tired of self-help tactics which never seem to work. You may well be wrestling with the hard questions of faith. You are fighting for joy in the pain, feeling confused about why God, if He is even there, would allow these trials to touch you. Rest assured, friend, Sarah and I are with you. That is why we wrote this book. As I have suffered over the last several years, these questions and many others have brought me to my knees. Metaphorically speaking, knee pain doesn't allow me to kneel. Suffering has made me desperate for truth, comfort, and peace. Through the searching and with God's help, I am grasping more and more that the gospel speaks into every aspect of my suffering, giving me hope and purpose. As I write this, I'm laying on our couch, pain throbbing through my right leg. I'm not even sure how I managed this one. I hurt often for inexplicable reasons, but I'm acutely aware of pain's realness and how it exposes my need. Suffering, when removed from a foundation of biblical truth, becomes an obstacle to get through at its best and, at its worst, brings us to a place of hopelessness and despair. Maybe that's where you are right now. But the gospel offers hope, clarity, and joy in times that otherwise would be hopeless, confusing, and crushing. Can we find our joy in Christ during the darkest of times?